All right, so download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's do the carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, a ton of speculation on why FBI Director James Comey was fired, or let me rephrase, why he was fired yesterday. I think both sides of the aisle weren't fans, but its timing has everybody getting pitchy. Why did he get fired today? And what about Russia? When everyone gets pitchy, we got a problem. The Senate Judiciary Committee has invited Comey in for a closed-door session. What goes on in session stays in session. My guess, free massages. And if you listen to the White House, they are saying that Comey was the worst public official of all time, responsible for several, quote, atrocities. Really? I would think that that word would be reserved for, I don't know, chemical weapon tax or blown pass interference calls. But, I mean, for the FBI director, like not prosecuting Hillary Clinton or actually saying there's something there on Russia? Inconvenient, yes. Atrocities? No. Now the big question, who's taken over and when? Because I want to know how much time I have to bring fruit in from other countries. Oh, that's not FBI, that's Customs. Darn it. Better hide this kumquat. Yeah. The Associated Press says that the FBI director from the Chicago office, Michael Anderson, is being interviewed. The car dealer? Mike Anderson? Mike Anderson Chevrolet? Cool. Oh, different Mike Anderson. Are we sure? Let's make sure we're sure. Let's fact check that. So you're going to, wait, you're going to interview qualified guys? No, where's the fun in that? What about Giuliani or the sheriff in Milwaukee or John Sally from Celebrity Apprentice? Don't bore us with qualified candidates. Go in, Trump. Go all in. Springfield was busy today. The Senate passed the abortion measure, which is to protect abortions in the future, just in case they aren't protected anymore. The bill moves to Rauner's desk, who has said he will veto it, even though the House has the votes to override. So this is simply to get Rauner on the hook so they can attack the pro-choice governor in 2018. Your tax dollars at work, essentially state government, now becoming an idea generator for attack ads. It's like an advertising company's brainstorm. What rhymes with abortion? Torsion. Extortion? Yes, done. Write it on the board. Yes. Let's make this happen, guys. Where are we at with Kellogg's? So where are we at on the grand bargain? Pension reform moving through the Senate again. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's like watching a six-year-old trying to beat Super Mario Brothers. Every time they die, they got to go right back to the beginning. I can't watch the gumdrop rainforest level anymore. Come on, move on to the water. I like when Mario's in the water. Well, that escalated quickly. The CPS budget hole is much bigger than expected. Everybody's been throwing around the $200 million number, but today, the city says it needs $596 million to finish out the school year. Good God! It's a lot of Scantrons. It's mostly for the pension payments due, but also because the state has yet to pay their block grants, which is over $300 mil. Add the $215 million that Rauner pulled off the table, and you can see where the money's missing. But still, $596 million budget hole? That's not a hole. That's an abyss. Tech news. Facebook is rooting out junky websites with nothing more than sexy ads. Oh, darn. I only like my news with sexy ads. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I guess I'll just listen to podcasts. Also in the news, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson running for president? You know what? Pass. Can't do it. Not going to do it. In oh man, you've got to be kidding me news. A new study says that taking over-the-counter painkillers like Motrin or Advil can lead to a higher risk of heart attack. That includes ibuprofen, naproxen. I don't know, but I feel at one point they said that taking these painkillers would lessen the chance of heart attack. I'm confused. You know, it's only a matter of time till they come out with a study that says people who eat an apple a day are more likely to get cancer. You know that's going to happen, right? It's too obvious. In weather today, finally a day that had a temperature that was somewhat appropriate for May. Then on cue, rain. It's like Mother Nature's mad at us for some reason. I wonder what it is. Climate change? Maybe. In sports, the Sox are postponed thanks to said weather. They'll make up the game in August. Also, Gio Soto back on the DL with an elbow injury. Second DL stint for the former Cub catcher. He's been great for the Sox this year when healthy, which is not that often. General Manager Rick Hahn told reporters yesterday that the Sox were not close to calling up rookie sensation Yoan Moncada. But that doesn't mean we have to stop talking about it. Come on, White Sox, do it! Do it! Live a little, for once. For once, White Sox, live a little. The Cubs got underway late against the Rockies today in the rubber game of the three-game series. It was a pitching duel, but the Rockies came up with a 3-0 win. They take 2 of 3 from the Cubbies. And to make matters worse, the Cubs scratched Addison Russell from today's game with a sore shoulder, and Anthony Rizzo sat out with that sore wrist. Ugh, not good. 3 Illini football players were arrested for armed robbery after an incident at a campus dormitory. You would say that would ruin their chances to make the team and possibly have a career in the NFL, but after this year's draft, my guess is the trio future first rounders. LA is bidding on the 2024 Olympic Games. That could work. Maybe set up a pole vault competition on the 405 in rush hour. Pole vaulting would get you to Long Beach quicker than driving. That's for sure. A little LA driving humor right there. Game 7's tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Pittsburgh and Washington. And Edmonton versus Anaheim. Ottawa and Nashville await the winners. So in other words, And finally tonight, the Wheel of Fortune is coming to Chicago next week. Wait, actually, I think they were already here, and the episodes will air next week. Oh, well, that's cool. The set will have replicas of Wrigley Field and the L, and a bunch of extras that'll stand on the Michigan Avenue Bridge, flipping the bird to the Trump Tower. Saw it again today, right here. The best is when someone asks you to take a picture. Can you take a picture? Thank you. Let me go ahead and extend my middle finger. Did you get it? All right. That's the carryout for May 10th, 2017. Hey, who needs ketchup? Anybody? We don't have packets, so just put out your hand. We'll give you a little squirt. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is here for his Wednesday check-in. We'll talk CPS, also talk affordable housing, other stories that are out there right now. Brits are getting maybe an AFL-CIO. And much more at 720 WGN. Download. Stay with us.